You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Tuesday, and it's time for Creative Impact. It's a weekly series that features the creative people, the jobs and businesses that impact our quality of life in Washtenaw County. It makes it one of the strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs anywhere in the state. The Arts Alliance is WEMU's partner in Creative Impact, and Deb Pollack is my co-host. She is the president and CEO of that organization. Deb, thank you, and welcome back.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure to be here, and are you ready to see what we have on stage for the day?
Well, in fact, let's put on a show. What do you say?
Well, that sounds like something that Mickey Rooney would say to Judy Garland in an old movie.
There's a reference that no one will understand today.
Well, I think it works very much so, especially for our guest today, Thomas Lobb. You might say that to our guest, Emma Ashford. So, David, let's meet part of the production team behind the brand new theater company, Runyon Land Productions.
Well, based welcome here to in both Arbor. Of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
So, Thomas, you are the founder and producer of Runyon Land Productions. What was the, hey, let's put on a show moment? What brought you and your team together to start this company?
Well, absolutely. That moment happened about 2 years ago while I was working for Disney Theatrical Group on Broadway. I was learning of my love for producing and my love for putting on shows, and I went back to my little box of an apartment on 136th and Broadway.
Box.
I mean, altogether too literally a box of an apartment on 136th and Broadway up in Harlem. And I called one of my friends, Noah Kaiserman, who I knew had been working on a beautiful new musical entitled Shell, a historically fictionalized musical about the poet and writer Shell Silverstein. And so I gave Noah a call and said, hey, Noah, I know you've been working on this. Let's do it next year. What's the point of doing this if we're not doing it with each other and with our friends? And Noah said, I'm going to call you tomorrow. That was my plan anyways. So it really started off with a bang with Shell, which now we're bringing to New York in May. We're very excited. And we're excited about our inaugural season as we continue to grow and evolve.
And Emma, you are an associate producer of the company. You're also a student, a junior at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. And you are performing in the school's production of Sweet Charity that's going to run through the end of October.
Yeah.
How was opening night, and what's it like to be on that stage here?
Oh, gosh, it was such a blast. It's such an iconic piece, especially with the choreography. It's a Fosse choreography, so we had such a good time doing it, and I think
Jazz
the audience
hands.
Really enjoyed it. Yes. Very stylized.
So the musical theater program at School of Music, Theater, and Dance at the U, SMTD, is rated one of the best in the country. And you're going to have a better than average chance of making it in Broadway. I just saw a list of all the students from SMTD that are in Broadway on shows and touring all over the country. But what is it about Runyon Land and going behind the scenes to produce that's attracted your interest and why you're putting that energy into it at this point in time during school and maybe beyond?
I grew up in Los Angeles, and growing up there, I was able to start working professionally at a young age in theater, film, and television, especially in voiceover work, which really gave me a window into what goes on behind the scenes.
Okay.
And actually, last summer, I worked with Roundabout Theater Company and Jim Carnahan in New York in their casting
department.
Oh, okay,
so you've been, all right. Oh, in costumes, that's one of my favorite things.
Casting.
Oh, casting.
Yes,
I thought it was
casting.
A costume.
Not my forte, but.
You hear what you want to hear sometimes.
I know, I am.
But that was really wonderful, and I got to work on a lot of Broadway shows and plays, and that's kind of where I realized how much power and artistry there is in producing. And, you know, as a producer, you get to influence the cultural conversation, and you get to put work out there that you believe in instead of waiting for someone else to do it. And so seeing that, I realized that I definitely am going to produce and direct in addition to perform.
When you're choosing the performing arts, there is inherent risk. So how do each of you manage the risk of failure in launching a new production company that is entirely dependent on a community embracing you?
Absolutely. Well, that's the question, right? I mean, it's great that we love this, and a lot of people do. So how can we make sure that our shows are different, innovative, exciting, and both artistically and financially successful? So I'd say if we look to the history of the industry, I'd posit that the former sets the latter in motion to a great extent. Take Guys and Dolls, for example, which our company is named after the opening number. Cy Feuer and Ernie Martin, the legendary Broadway producing duo, produced Guys and Dolls, and they shepherded the show for years and years, and even several different writers of the show before it got to Broadway. And they did that because they believed in the material, and they were relentless in loving it, caring for it, and helping it move forward regardless of the road bumps that appeared in their way. And additionally, on that note, our passion for the history of the field that the musical theater department here at Michigan and Brent Wagner has instilled in us has led us to read about the great producers throughout history, from Cy Fewer, Kermit Bloomgarden, to Hal Prince, of course. So with an eye to history and a relentless desire to really bring our shows to the widest, most diverse audience possible, we're excited for the work on the horizon, and we want to be a part of that cultural conversation. We think we can continue to influence it in Ann Arbor, in New York, and beyond.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, along with my co-host Deb Pollack. And today we're talking with Thomas Laub and Emma Ashford. They are part of the producing team behind Runyon Land Productions, a new theater company in Ann Arbor.
And a company that's also taking something to Broadway. We started talking a moment ago about risk, with risk comes both success and failure. You're taking a show to Broadway. With the show Shell, how with that opportunity for success or failure, how you mitigate that?
Well, our goal is to get Shell into that Broadway circuit that you're talking about. And so we're taking Shell to New York for an industry read this May, which we're very excited about. And so that's all about who's there, who's in the room, and who we're talking to. And so creating a sense of excitement, as we've been trying to cultivate over the past months, over the past year, to build up the show as it gets to New York. We've workshopped the show in three cities around the U.S. and Canada over the past summer. We workshopped in New York, Calgary, and Charlotte to continue to gear up the show out of town in preparation for bringing it for that New York read for Broadway industry members. And we're very excited to see where it goes. I think the show has a marvelous trajectory ahead of it, a wonderful life ahead of it. And I think Noah's created a really beautiful piece of art that a lot of people are getting behind.
And Emma, is that some of the work you're doing as an associate producer? Are you pulling the people together to be there in New York for the read?
Actually, that's a great question, because I'm not the only associate producer. There are four of us. So we each have a sort of specific area that we focus on that we find the most exciting, as it were. So I'm not focusing on that specifically, but I am actually focusing on all the outreach opportunities for all of our productions. And this season, we have a lot going on to that end.
Yeah, you guys are a little ambitious. It's been a huge first year.
Thanks.
We're very excited. We have three wonderful shows on the horizon. The first is For the Record, a new play by a Broadway veteran and University of Michigan faculty member Jeff Packard. Then the Sondheim classic Merrily We Roll Along in concert in the Mendelsohn Theater. And then finally, A Night of Myths and Hymns by Adam Gettle. So three very distinct pieces that we've tried to put a very specific twist on each one of. So first, with For the Record, we'll be performing it in a video studio location where we'll be able to film the show with four 4K cameras in order to help it along its journey and present pieces of the show to regional theaters around the country. Merrily We Roll Along will be in concert with a full orchestra. And then A Night of Myths and Hymns is this interesting piece centered around Grecian mythology, for which we're also bringing in it'll be performed in the University of Michigan Museum of Art, as a matter of fact, and we'll be bringing in a rabbi, imam, and a priest to talk about the religious implications of each song. So while we're doing these three pieces, we want to make sure they're very different, unique, and innovative.
And what's the investment plan? I mean, were the resources to make this happen?
Absolutely. So there are many wonderful funding opportunities at the University of Michigan. Of course, we're selling tickets. We're driving revenue through the usage of dynamic pricing as well, in which I worked in the Broadway industry for the past 2 years, assisting with the pricing.
Yeah,
I've
paid
shows.
Those prices. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But yeah, and in addition to that, there are a lot of wonderful funding opportunities on campus in terms of granting organizations. We're working with the Excel program at the University of Michigan, which is a wonderful advocate, as well as Arts at Michigan and Arts Engine, two amazing resources on campus.
And we're also just blessed to have a wonderful faculty and student base who are willing to devote their time and energy, who are professionals in the industry and to believe in the work as well. So we're really blessed in that way.
Well, I'm just going to venture a guess and say that neither of your parents ever said you lack ambition. You're not doing anything, right? with that in mind, and as our time winds down together, I want to ask each of you a question. I'd be interested to see how you answer. What does it mean to make it? Does it have to be on Broadway? Can it be community theater? Can it be a small production company that's serving a regional community? What is making it to each one of you?
David, I think the answer to that question is unique to everyone, but I'd say making it is getting up in the morning and doing what you love to do. Do what fulfills you. And we get up in the morning and go to bed extremely late, as I'm sure Emma can attest to, after Production meetings at 2 a.m., for example. But we're doing what we wake up in the morning to do. And I think that is ultimately making it.
Yes. And I would also say that for me, making it is definitely positively impacting someone else through what you put out. You know, we work tirelessly to create these beautiful pieces of work that can touch someone. And specifically here in Ann Arbor, you know, we are working to not just reach the regular theater-growing crowd, but everyone in Ann Arbor, because, you know, we think that there should be a larger conversation about art and everyone should be involved and have a say. So I think that that also is a really big part, doing what you believe in and sharing that with other people and seeing what they have to say.
And good luck with it, and break a leg.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Thomas Love and Emma Ashford. They are part of the production team for Runyonland Productions, and you're going to see a lot of their work in our community in the months and potentially years to come. For Deb Pollack, I'm David Fair. You've been listening to Creative Impact on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.